Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In the movie Knowing, the news reported a major oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
Tonight in the Gulf of Mexico, an explosion on a soon-to-be-decommissioned oil rig triggered a fire which burned for 3 hours before it was extinguished. Officials don't yet know the exact cause of the explosion, but believe a malfunction in the cooling system may have been at fault. Due to the prompt response of the rescue unit, the structure was evacuated with no loss of life.
A year later, the Deepwater Horizon exploded. 6 months before 9/11, a Lone Gunman episode showed us the World Trade Center being targeted by a hijacked passenger plane.
Corner of Liberty and Washington, Lower Manhattan.
World Trade Center. I'm going to crash the plane into the World Trade Center.
And last year's film, White Noise, was about a train wreck that poisons a small town in Ohio. This is the very same story now playing out in real life. Within a year of White Noise's release, the actual event occurs in real life, in Ohio, in Texas, and in Michigan. This is known as predictive programming, and its purpose is to psychologically trick the minds of the masses into accepting major traumatic events that would otherwise be resisted. In the book Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, Michael Hoffman describes a mind control technique known as the revelation of the method. And he writes that when the revelation of the method is performed in a veiled manner, accompanied by certain occult signs and symbolic words, and elicits no meaningful response of opposition or resistance from the target, it is one of the most efficacious techniques of psychological warfare and mind rape. Sarah Elkhaldy of the Alchemist YouTube channel does an excellent job of explaining all this. According to Elkhaldy, there is a law of nature in this universe that compels the dark occult to first gain our consent before trespassing against us, because they believe this protects them from the natural laws of cause and effect. They offered, and we accepted, so it's all fair. A lack of response to an action is often taken as an approval of that action. And there is an old Latin proverb that says, "He who is silent when he ought to have spoken and was able to is taken to agree." Silence is considered by many to be a form of consent. And so it is through a veiled performance of the revelation of the method technique that these dark occultists believe they are gaining our consent, what we know as predictive programming. With predictive programming, the minds of the masses are impregnated with visuals of a major event before it happens. This is done through all forms of media and can be very subtle so that nobody notices. But the subconscious mind notices everything and can easily be programmed through repetition. And so these controllers repeat whatever it is that they want us to accept as reality. Because these images are delivered to us through entertainment, they elicit no meaningful response of opposition or resistance. And so we accept them subconsciously. And when the event happens in real life, it is already familiar and acceptable to us, as if that's just the way it is. It's a mind trick, and it works by keeping everyone locked in a spectator state. This causes what is known as paradigm blindness, which is when a person is incapable of seeing any reality other than what they've already been exposed to by the media. This paradigm blindness will cause a person to get emotionally triggered whenever confronted with an alternative point of view that they have not been programmed to accept. It's a very powerful mind trick, and the solution is quite simple. We need to stop living as spectators of someone else's reality. We need to start creating our own reality. And we need to remember how to say no, because they offer it to us and we accept it.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And we are live Friday, February 17th, 2023. Jack Posobiec is coming up to cover the waterfront, including Biden refusing any federal aid to Ohio and the Superfund site burning in plain view and raining down toxic waste over at least five states in Canada. The Russian situation with Ukraine and more with the great Jack Posobiec. And then the amazing, informative Jay Dyer will be in studio today hosting the fourth hour. And then he and his equally intelligent writer, researcher, podcaster wife will guest host me in a two-hour commercial-free live transmission tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Texas time on Saturday, tomorrow. All right, wow. Let me just hit some of the news here. I've got a big stack of world government news being openly announced, and they define world government as taking over your body, tracking everything you do, cutting off your resources, and euthanizing you. So we have that. And we have Belarus says it's ready to join Russia in the second big offensive taking place. That's massive news. We have over-the-top important victories against the poison COVID shots, a big giant stack of news there. We have another report here out of the National Post of Canada. 19-year-old becomes youngest ever diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. As neurological disorders explode because of all the toxins in our environment. Also, more on Bing's AI bot tells reporter it wants to be alive, steal nuclear codes, and create deadly virus. It's programmed by the globalists. The kiss of death, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis endorsed by George Soros. A lot of the pro-Trump crowd, and I still like Trump overall compared to the left, obviously, but I mean, come on, are running around saying this is a Soros endorsement of DeSantis. And I'm going to play the clip. It's not. It's a Machiavellian, sociopathic, psychopathic statement about the two. And we'll be playing the actual full clip, not just the little 30-second clip that's going around. And it's not about defending DeSantis. It's just that I'm not going to dunk on Trump here dunk on DeSantis here when it's not accurate. That said, back a few weeks ago, when the Republicans got control of the House, I said, I'm going to give McCarthy a month to see if he moves for impeachment and hearings on gain of function and the open borders and everything else. And we've seen some good hearings, but none really on those subjects. And we haven't seen McCarthy up there pushing that. In fact, he's been blocking it. So I'm getting really, really upset. We thought this was coming, but now it's happening, and it's very, very disgusting. We need to put a lot of pressure on those establishment Republicans and on the good Republicans in the House to go back after McCarthy again and call for his removal if he won't
do the constitutional common sense thing. So we're going to be looking at all of that as well today. And we're now learning more about the balloons shot down in the U.S. and Canada. I had said these probably are university or hobby groups balloons because they're only up at 20, 30, 40,000 feet. And they're described as tiny. And there's all sorts of Boy Scout groups launch balloons and test things out. And colleges do it. And high schools do it. And, well, Illinois Hobby Club believes Pentagon shot down their $12 Pico balloon that's silver and when blown up about 10 feet across. So we're going to be looking at that. They use two Sidewinder $400,000 missiles apiece. Because they miss it the first time, and I know why they miss it. It has no avionics. It has no electronic signature. That's what those missiles hone in on. And it's just floating around. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I'm surprised they could hit it with two missiles. Surprised it didn't take more. So we're going to be looking at that. Fetterman checks himself into the hospital for clinical depression. They say he'll be in there for a few weeks. That creature is definitely dying. And he's even admitted reportedly that the campaigning he thinks has killed him. So we're going to be looking at all of that and so much more today. I also have a big stack of news here dealing with crime statistics of where in the last 40 years, since the 70s, you've had 10-to-1 black-on-white crime. That's because a certain minority of black people believe it's okay to attack white people because they've been taught white people are inherently bad. So it's racism. It's not the majority of black folks, not even the minority of them, but a very small minority. But it's still a very active criminal group. And those are the statistics. But the FBI puts out skewed numbers by cherry-picking things, saying the number one threat is white supremacy, which just isn't true. And a few weeks ago, I talked about the fact that we have to come together through Christ, stop killing each other, stop attacking each other, but also we need to prosecute anybody, whether they're a white person attacking a black person or a black person attacking a white person, and let folks know this is not acceptable. All over the country, attacks on whites are not even being investigated by the George Soros DAs. So I said, I don't want a race war. But I said, if they successfully trigger one during a collapse, and I don't care if it was the KKK surrounding some black person's house like they've done in the past, that's why we've got guns. And black people being attacked by the KKK, if and when it happens, should defend themselves and kill anybody they need to protect their family. You don't want to. And I said the same thing goes if a horde of racist black people are coming after you, trying to hurt you, trying to kill you, and we actually are seeing that, and that statistically is exploding, that we should culturally say that's wrong before it gets out of hand. But if 20 Antifa were trying to break in my house and kill me, or 20 Black Lives Matter communists, or 20 white supremacists, and by the way, I've had white supremacists actually threaten me quite a bit. They don't like me because I'm not anti-Jew. I will defend myself from violent KKK, black supremacist, Antifa, or anybody else that tries to hurt my family, and I will put down as many people as I have to protect my family and no more. For 2 weeks, they've had fake news articles everywhere saying that I'm saying go mow down black people. Sorry, that's the new Black Panther Party saying that. And that's Chris Cuomo saying he wanted to kill everybody at CNN, go on a mass shooting rampage, but he decided not to. So that's Fredo that's actually saying that, not me. Everybody that listens knows I want peace, I want justice, and the number one group in America being killed is black people. And it's not by police. You are twice as likely if you're white to be killed by police statistically. That's not because there's more white people. Blacks are 30% of the population. Whites are like 49. No, ladies and gentlemen, it's black person to white person ratioed. You're twice as likely. Look it up. Statistics are out there. Just type in white people are twice as likely to be shot by police. And that's because the police actually will go into mainly white or wealthy neighborhoods or places that they don't think they're going to get nailed to the wall if they defend themselves or make a mistake. So they slow roll into black communities. And you see this in departments that are mainly black, like Atlanta. It's come out that they're slow rolling into predominantly lower income black neighborhoods. They fast roll into the middle class, wealthy black areas. There's plenty of those in Atlanta and everywhere else. But the point is, they don't feel like anybody has their back. So you do have the highest death rates from crime in America, black on black. That's the number one statistically per capita highest crime rate number is black on black. Next is black on white. Next is Hispanic on Hispanic. Next is white on white. And if you go down the line, Asians have the lowest violent crime rate there is. It's just a fact. And I'm not lionizing Asians. I'm not saying they're perfect. I'm not saying they're angels. I'm not saying they're wonderful. But who's killing black people? Black people. Who's killing white people? Black people, statistically. And who's really killing the black people is Planned Parenthood and the left, where over 70% of black babies never get out of the womb. And when they do, their families are non-existent, so they turn to a life of crime, which all statistics show, whether you're black, white, or brown, if you come from a single-parent home, you are 3 to 7 times more likely to be in prison, be a violent criminal, or on drugs, or commit suicide. It's a fact. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
February 17th, 2023. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. Don't forget, tomorrow,
gripping the wheel is knuckles and white with desire.
11 a.m. Central, 2 hours commercial free with Jay Dyer and his amazing co-host. Piercing the night. More 100 horsepower. How about 1,000 horsepower? Yeah, I got a car with 1,000 horsepower. But I'm going to get rid of it in the bankruptcy. I should anyways. I don't even ever really drive it anymore. It's too ridiculous. But it's such a piece of anti-Al Gore Americana. I had to have the Dodge Hellcat Demon. But I didn't like the name Demon. So then another year they came out with one. They didn't call it a Demon. And I got a green Demon. And it's the fastest production car ever made. And I've only opened it up full power once. And I was going 150 miles an hour. So fast, it'll make your head spin with twin superchargers. So, yes, one of my guilty pleasures. And I've had the car 4 years. And I've basically driven it like 3 times a year. Because it's not good to do such things. Even out on the toll road when nobody's out there. But I hear that White Zombie song, Black Sunshine, and it makes me think about that car, because it is a devil. It is bad. It is out of control. And it is fast as hell. And it's just ridiculous. Because I had a 400 horsepower Mustang, a green Mustang, when I was 20 for a couple of years. And I remember driving that back from our family ranch when I'd been deer hunting one time in an ice storm. Nobody was on the roads like a maniac at about 130 miles an hour average speed from East Texas all the way back to Austin, listening to, on cassette, the album we were just coming in from break on. And why am I talking about that? Because I'm reminiscing and I'm admitting something I did that was wrong. And I would encourage young people particularly not to behave like that, because you can hurt not just yourself, but others. But that's why. You get older, you get smarter, ladies and gentlemen. So, we're going to look at some Dodge cars here. Now, they've announced they're not making these anymore to save the earth. That's right. What it really is a drag racer. The 1,000 horsepower one is a drag racer. And it's the car would go 300 miles an hour if you didn't fly off the road. So, all right, stop. That's enough. Please stop showing it to me. Please stop tempting me. Let me tell you, there's no drug like doing 200 miles an hour. And let's just stop talking about it, because we have a lot of serious issues to cover. Excuse me, Lord. Being tempted right now by the demon, the literal machine demon. It's good stuff. Okay, until you're dead. Let's get serious here, because I have a lot of news to hit. So I was very clear a few weeks ago. I said the globalists are exterminating black people with the poison shots, and they're killing them in the womb, and they're weaponizing and trying to make black people racist and anti-white. You see it everywhere. So that we all come against each other. We got to come together. And I said we got to work hard on this before they trigger a full-on race war. We're already in a soft race war right now. 20-1 crimes against whites committed by that small minority of blacks that are doing that. But I said that doesn't change the fact that if some racist group's coming after you to kill you and hurt your family, you got to defend yourself. And I've always been very clear on that. And I'm not defending myself here. This is a way to illustrate how mainstream media, the enemy, takes things out of context and just parses words and puts them together in an article to misrepresent what I said. Everybody knows what I say every day. Kill everyone you need to, close quote. Alex Jones' conspiracy theory about foaming at the mouth black people. I said foaming at the mouth racist hordes of black people. And I said the same thing last year when GOP House candidate and former NFL football player Jerome Davidson vows to fight Democrats in Klan hoods with AR-15 ad. And I defended his ad. It's KKK. It's Malcolm X him style at the window with his assault rifle. And the KKK comes to kill him at his house, and he kills them. So I don't care, and I support his ad. If it's the KKK or a black KKK, that's why we have guns to protect ourselves from this type of garbage. And I tell you, if the gang's raping, killing, and murdering people in the New York subways, if they had a Second Amendment there, this would not be happening. And the crime rates wouldn't be the highest in the world in Democrat cities in America. Not just the highest here, the highest in the world, Chicago, New York, you name it. So, yes, I don't care if it's the black KKK or the white KKK, right, or Antifa comes to your house to hurt you and your family. You have a right and a duty to defend yourself. Here's the congressional TV ad he ran. Oh, it's B-roll. Okay, do this for me, guys. Grab the actual video with the audio. Pretty please, triple cupcakes on top. Like I said, about 10 minutes before the show. I really want to download that video, and I want to play it here on air. That's the point of getting a video. I'm not mad. It's just that I want to show his ad. That's the whole point of this segment. Okay, you now have it. Great job. Here it is.
Democrats like to say that no one needs an AR-15 for self-defense, that no one could possibly need all 30 rounds. But when this rifle is the only thing standing between your family and a dozen angry Democrats in Klan hoods, you just might need that semi-automatic and all 30 rounds.
All right, so there you go. And remember the McCluskeys, is that how you pronounce their name, in St. Louis? The people break down their gate, they come in, they're screaming racial epithets at them, white, black, you name it, and they just come out with a handgun and a rifle and say, get off our lawn, and the media said they were basically terrorists, and they charged them. I mean, what would you do if a group of white people, black people, anybody, a mob, breaks down your gate, is coming towards your house, you're supposed to go out there with a gun and say, leave, and it de-escalated the situation, and they left. But you see all these other leftist events with Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all these groups burning down buildings, killing people, shooting people, dragging them out of their cars. And they do it in leftist cities because they know statistically the general law-abiding public follows the unconstitutional law and does not have a gun to protect themselves. So I'll say it again. Work for peace, work for justice, work for love, come together. Don't let the system balkanize us. But I don't care what color your skin is, if a group of people, criminals in a collapsed situation, that's what I was talking about, are coming to drag you out of your house and burn your house down and probably rape and kill you, I don't care what color they are, you have a right to get them off of you and do what you have to do. That's what I said. Kill everyone you need to. Because that's the point of killing somebody when they're trying to kill you. When the cops pull somebody over and the person jumps out with a gun and starts shooting at them, the cops aren't shooting at their legs. They're shooting at their chest to stop them from shooting at them. So I don't care who you are. The NRA was founded to teach Northerners how to shoot because they weren't rural and to get blacks guns. That's on record after the Civil War. But the media calls the NRA the KKK when they were founded directly against the KKK. So that's the truth. That's what I said. That's what I meant. But none of these propaganda pieces work. People know the truth about the enemy of the people, the corporate press. Woo! We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and hit a ton of news. Stay with us. I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, five, six, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible.
So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. That's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
In the last few weeks, and I'm loving it. The listeners are loving it. Takes us in a lot of unexpected directions and angles, and we're going to do it again today, and we're going to do it again tomorrow when Jay Dyer's in here for 2 hours uninterrupted. We're going to do an hour with Jay and his lovely wife, and then we are going to take your phone calls at 11 a.m. tomorrow with the Saturday show here at InfoWars.com. Now, I'm going to plow through this news. I'm going to cover just bam, 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 a ton of these headlines. And then I'm going to open the phones up for a free-for-all, just like yesterday. Any topic, any subject, any question, anything you want to cover, you agree, you disagree. But I wish if you call in and disagree, don't just say you're a fat-ass city slicker that doesn't know anything about skinning a buck and running a trot line like that guy called in. I mean, that was entertaining, but it's just stupid. I wasn't claiming to be Paul Bunyan or, you know, Grizzly Adams here. I was saying we all need to learn how to garden and how to farm and how to tie a knot and you know, how to roof a house, carpentry. All those are skills that humans are great at, and we need to build a pro-human future. That was what that whole rant was about yesterday. And so when I say call in and disagree, you can say whatever the hell you want. It's just that why don't people that ever call in and disagree call in and say, I think you're wrong about X, Y, or some real issue. I mean, that said, a lot of folks have called in and taken me to the woodshed on my, quote, support of Trump because so many of you are mad at Trump. I'm not supporting Trump, but I'm not going to make him my main enemy, and I'm not going to spend all my time attacking him when I'm dealing with the Democrats and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the New World Order. The fact that Trump tied his wagon to the poison shot is his problem, and it's hurting bad. And speaking of that, let's get to this story first. I'm not going to air the 30-something second clip that everybody's passing around. There's no point in duplicating it. I'm going to play the actual 2.5-minute clip of what this New World Order magician of evil had to say. But here's the headline. The kiss of death, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis endorsed by George Soros. Now, again, was he really endorsed by George Soros? No, not in my opinion. You can disagree. But George Soros is sitting there reading off a script, can barely talk. He's obviously preparing himself for his journey to Hades. And here's the arch criminal that worked for the Nazis, that overthrew all these countries, that stole all these pension funds around the world, the left worships, that has put in over 1,000 DAs and district attorneys that are currently serving, and he has something like 22 of the attorney generals of the states under his control, letting violent criminals out, keeping nonviolent people in, letting crime victims get no justice and dropping prosecutions of even rape and armed robbery and people that have shot folks. I mean, this guy is a villain's villain. And here he is in a Machiavelli way talking about Trump versus DeSantis and saying that basically he's giving DeSantis compliments because he's, I guess, more controlled in Soros' view than Trump, and saying he would be the preferable candidate to win in 2024, or he's saying he will win. Now, is that really an endorsement? No, I don't think it is. And I remember when Rand Paul first won the Senate 10 years ago or whenever it was long, 8, 9, 10 years ago, Politico called me up and they said, Alex, you helped Rand Paul get elected. He's giving you credit. How did he win? How could he have been defeated? And you can pull the article up. I told Politico, well, you would have had to endorse him because you're so hated as the establishment that if you would have endorsed him, people would have probably not voted for him. So we got to look for that trick. You know, we've heard a lot of stuff that DeSantis, and I'm not defending DeSantis here. I'm watching him very closely. But DeSantis did not go to Skull and Bones. It's not true. Look it up. And a lot of these things you hear about DeSantis are not true. And I don't think this is an accurate representation, this clip, to say that George Soros just endorsed him. But you decide for yourself. And when we open the phones up, if you want to call and disagree with me or agree, I'd love to hear it. But here it is.
Trump attracted a lot of non-educated white followers, but his biggest backers were the mega rich. And it certainly delivered for them. First, he cut their taxes. Second, he nominated to the Supreme Court ideologues who embraced an extreme version of the Republican agenda. Third, he brought the Republican Party under his control by threatening those who didn't swear loyalty to him with a challenge in the primaries. Lastly, he encouraged Republican-controlled states to introduce outrageous measures of voter suppression to ensure that his party would remain in power indefinitely. With that program, he was almost re-elected in 2020. My hope for 2024 is that Trump and Governor DeSantis of Florida will slug it out for the Republican nomination. Trump has turned into a pitiful figure, continually bemoaning his loss in 2020. Big Republican donors are abandoning him in droves. DeSantis is shrewd, ruthless, and ambitious. He is likely to be a Republican candidate. This could induce Trump, whose narcissism has turned into a disease, to run as a third-party candidate. That would lead to a Democratic landslide and force the Republican Party to reform itself. But perhaps I may be just a little bit biased.
Okay. So he didn't really say he wanted DeSantis there, did he? But if you watch the clip from the middle, taken out of context by a lot of people I like, it sounds like he endorsed DeSantis. But he really just said if Trump gets the nomination, he's going to lose in a landslide to the Democrats, and that's what basically Soros wants. So, no, that was not an endorsement by George Soros of Governor DeSantis, period. All right, I'm going to give the number out right now on any topics you want to raise, any discussions you want to have on this open line Friday, 877-877. 789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. It is a free-for-all, as the great Ted Nugent says in his hit song. We're going to go to break. I'm going to hit some more news on the Russian situation in Ukraine, on the poison shots, on world government, on Alzheimer's now in teenagers. Told you that was coming. And more, and then your phone calls. Google still censoring people like Senator Paul. Why does the Congress lay down this outrageous election meddling? It's all coming up on this live Friday edition. Jack Posobiec's on in the third hour. Jay Dyer in studio in the fourth. Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central today at Infowars.com/show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All right, I want to hit some news and then go to your amazing phone calls here next segment. But I wanted to clarify something else I said in the first 30 minutes of Thursday's show yesterday that went viral on Instagram, Twitter. People sent it to me. One video had like 1.5 million views. Jack Posobiec tweeted it, had like 100,000 views, and it was trending. Alex Jones says he has completed his mission. And then I saw a lot of the commenters saying, oh my gosh, he's quitting, or, you know, oh my gosh, he's going away. No, that's not what I said. I said I knew my mission was to expose the New World Order, because I knew that everything the globalists had talked about doing 60, 70 years ago, by the time I was reading their documents, they had basically got done. And so I went, well, wait a minute, that means they're going to get the rest of this done. These people mean business. So I knew common sense, and I knew that I believed in myself and believed in you, that if we got ahead of it and exposed the next part of their agenda that was so horrible and so dystopian and so terrible for 99.9% of people, that folks would make the right decision and reject the globalist New World Order, as you now see happening everywhere. From Joe Rogan to Elon Musk to mainline, even Democrats are saying, oh, I don't want world government. I don't want Klaus Schwab running things. I don't want Bill Gates running things. I mean, Bill Gates will be on an Instagram video with 15 million views, and there'll be 500,000 comments, and 99.9% of them are anti-Bill Gates. They are screwed, folks. And I've been telling that for a while. And so I was saying our main mission was to alert the public and warn the world about going from testing and beta in the New World Order into operational. And so our mission, myself, our crew, the guests, the callers, the viewers, the listeners, was to expose this. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to continue on. It doesn't mean that we need to expose the next phase and battle their current lies, and we've got so much more to done. But I, spiritually, I don't want to say I don't have the same drive I have, because I have even stronger drive in ways, but at a spiritual level, God has literally laid it on my heart that don't beat yourself over the head. Give it all to me. I'm going to take care of it. Keep fighting. But look how far you've come. Look how far your audience of activists have come. And we're going to do so much more together. That's basically what I get from the Spirit. And it's a very real thing, and the enemy hates it, and they know we've got it. We have that connection. They can dial into the devil. We can dial into God. The devil forces himself on your psyche and attacks your free will. God lovingly knocks on the door and empowers you if you so choose. But it's been a long quest. It's been quite the saga, and I couldn't have done it without you. We did all this together. I'm just a focal point, and I wanted to just have a little bit of a celebration and clap for all of you out there and say, man, listen, you did a great job spreading the word and everything you've done, and your investment with time, energy, and prayer and word of mouth has done a great thing. But the spin that I'm going to give up, or I'm going to go away, or I've completed my mission, I said, I have completed, you have completed, you chose to choose the mission with me, couldn't have done any of it without you. I want you to really get that into your mind and brain and soul and heart and guts, that we have completed the primary mission. I'm getting chills right now. We have completed the primary mission, and the war is still raging, but we're not being caught unaware now or flat-footed. And we are winning the information war. The enemy admits that in their own leaks, their own documents. They are panicked. And their goal is attack the leaders, try to destroy us, try to make us give up. And I want my enemies to know I cannot physically give up, and I will never give up. And I'll be quite frank with you. I'm not a sadomasochist. I do not like pain. But I know going through this pain means I'm measuring up to what I knew I could do with God's help, and that we're hurting the New World Order, who's attacking our children. And so, in this case, I will be completely honest. I did not enjoy pain 10 years ago. I did not enjoy pain 20 years ago. And God has really gifted me and sent a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And I'll just be honest now, I actually enjoy it. And I want my enemies to know that I really enjoy your attacks. I really enjoy your lies. Because the worse it gets, the more I know I'm hurting you and I'm bringing you down. We're bringing you down. God's bringing you down. And so I just want everybody to know I'm a winner and you're a winner. And they spend all their time and thousands of articles a week lying about me alone because they're scared, ladies and gentlemen, of the spirit I've got and the spirit you've got. And they know if that contagion, that virus that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all of them and Brian Stelter have called me a virus. And you know what? We're not the virus. We're the cure. And so when you're in a war and you've had major victories, you need to sit back and thank God. I know I do. And just think about how far we've come and what we've done together. And then think about the success we've had and what we can do in the future together. And I want to reach out to those that have been serving evil, many of you unconsciously, many of you just trying to win in the system, going along to get along, and you've had your heart touched, and you know this is destructive, and you know it's hurting you and your family, and you don't know a way out of it. God can lead, guide, and direct you. You can reach out. Get in the dark room at night when the family's asleep and just sit there for about 30 minutes thinking about God, saying, God, I want to know who you are. I want you to show yourself to me in my life, however you choose fit. I'm not asking for anything. I'm just asking you to show me your power. Come into my heart. Give me discernment and tell me what it is I should do. I want to know you, and I'm sorry for what I've done, and I know I'm a sinner, And I know I need the blood of Jesus to sanctify me and to purify me and to cleanse me. I can't do it without you, God. Help me. And I suggest you do it in a dark room. And I want you to just reach out with your hand, with your eyes closed, and just reach out. And you'll probably feel like putting your hands up like this. Of course, your hands are electromagnetic connections to your brain. So are your eyes. So is every cell in your body. But your hands particularly are the signet and the sign of your will and your action. That's why you just put your hands up like solar panels to the Holy Spirit. And so that's why people with the Holy Spirit, they put their hands up. No matter where they are in the world, what time and age it was, you put your hands up and you say, God, help me. And you will feel the energy of Christ and the energy through Christ of the Father. And it's so simple. Just first reach your hand out. And when you feel that energy of God, you just simply say, God, I worship you. I need you. Sanctify me. Purify me. Help me. I'm weak. But through you, I can be strong. Help me. Help others. And then you're going to feel that energy. It's going to be exhausting to sit there in the chair or stand there in your bedroom or in your living room or in your garage or on the back porch or wherever you are. And then at a certain point, you're going to feel it and you need to get on your knees. And then, this is what I do. You just lay down on the ground with your hands out on the ground. And you realize the Holy Spirit's everywhere. It's not just coming interdimensionally through the time-space continuum, but then you'll actually, by putting your hands on the ground, feel the energy of God coming through the earth. And just lay there. And then you're going to fall asleep. You're going to wake up in 10 minutes, maybe an hour, maybe 3 hours later. And if you will simply do that, that's not taught in books. That's not anywhere. That is my experience. And I know how real it is. And I'm telling you that experience right now. And you could experience God right now. And here's the rest of it. I say it's not in books. Christ told his followers, he told the Pharisees, too, when they were up on the hilltop bragging and praying how perfect they were. He said, don't pray like they do in public. Pray in church together as a group, but don't sit there like a peacock in high noon praying to God in front of everyone. Go in your prayer closet. Go in a private place and really focus on God. And then you're going to feel that connection. And a lot of you that are under evil control, at first you're going to feel a block. Something blocking you, something saying, don't do that. No, no, you're a failure. You're not good. You don't deserve this. You're a bad person. No, no, God's ashamed of you. God doesn't like you. No, that's the devil. And you just ignore that and say, God, help me, help me. And like a laser beam, a particle beam burning through steel, God is going to then laser beam the energy through there with your energy and is going to connect to you, just like in the Sistine Chapel with God touching Adam. And that finger is going to come down. And when it makes connection, it's to prepare for war.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.